When I bought my, or made my first investment in 1986, I was only a young fella. It was in December 1986, and I bought this premises in Glasnevin in Dublin, at Hart's Corner, but it was a closed up, ceased trading shop unit, ground floor shop unit, and up above it was an apartment, a two bedroom apartment. And myself and my brother, Pat, bought it. And before that business had ever started or been started or revived by us, before we ever pulled the shutters up, the situation from an investment perspective was this. We had bought the property. It was a freehold property with a ground floor shop unit and a two bedroom apartment overhead. If the thing went badly, if the investment went badly, if the business went badly, if we failed to get it off the ground, if we fell on our face, we still had the property. We still had the value of the property. So we would have got our money back. However, if things went well and the business took off, and the business went well, and we worked really, really hard to ensure that it did go well, and we worked really hard to ensure that it succeeded, which it did, then the value of the property was enhanced by the business, and the business itself had intrinsic value. So when the investment proposition worked out, we were going to make a significant return. In fact, we would have doubled our money on it. So here's the investment where if you win, you double your money, and if you lose, you get your money back. That's a good investment. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist, or you don't need a degree in commerce or economics or political science or any other science for that matter, to be able to sit down with a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper and figure out some sort of an investment, some sort of a business that you're going to get stuck into, where the upside is you will make a significant return and the downside is you get your money back. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying that every investment or every venture that you embark on will work out like that. But I am saying that you don't need to be a massive, towering intellect to find such investments. And you can do it. You can have an investment where the worst case scenario sees you getting your money back, and the best case scenario sees you getting a significant return, perhaps doubling your money. That is possible with an asset-based investment, and an asset-based investment, let's face it, let's call a spade, is generally going to be a property-based investment, because you're able to leverage the few bob that you have. You can secure borrowing, new borrowing, leverage on the existing property and take a punt that way. Whereas if you're buying shares or whatever, you simply can't do that. So that's something you should look out for. It doesn't require a huge amount of intellectual prowess, but it does involve a bit of discipline, a bit of research, and a bit of street smarts. Being wide, quite frankly, that's important. So hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you give it the thumbs up down below. Thanks for watching.